פרגרף יוד, וזה בחינס 11 ארורים ו-11 ברוכויס שבירך מוישס השבותים חוץ משמיים. This is also tied into the 11 curses and the 11 blessings that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the tribes, to 11 of the tribes. The one that was excluded, the 12th one that was not included, was Shimon. Umachmas Sheli Berchoi, and because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did not bless Shimon, Loyomar Kenegdoi Oror, the Gemara says he also did not mention a curse corresponding to the Shevet of Shimon. Ki Maisa Zimri Hoyo B'Shevet Shimon, because the incident with Zimri going ahead and taking that non-Jewish woman and committing a disgraceful act in front of all the Jews, this Zimri was from Shevet, from the tribe of Shimon. Ki Shimon hu tukfo dedina kamuva. Shimon represents severe din, as is known in the Zohar HaKadosh and Sifrei Kabbalah. V'al kein hizgaber shom b'yoyser taivas niyuf. And that's why the taivas niyuf took effect most easily and most prominently in Shevet Shimon, with the leaders, Zimri. And the only way to defeat them, the only way to bring about their downfall, was through Pinchas. Shehoyo balkoyach godol, who was very powerful. Shehispalel tfila bebchinas din. He gave forth a tefillah bebchinas din, v'atfila bebchinas din hi bebchinas achad osor. And the tefillah bebchinas din is also 11, as we learned earlier. Bebchinas achad osor samoni k'toiris. It corresponds to the 11 spices of the k'toiris, as we learned in the previous year. Shezeu bebchinas Yosef. That's Yosef HaTzadik. Shenoilad ba'ashte esrei. He was number 11 of the tribes. Upinchas hoyo meyoytze chalotzav kanal, and Pinchas was one of his descendants. Ki ikar hachnoas haklipois hi b'sharosham daiko, because the main way to bring about the downfall of the klipois is by going to their source. Dahainu b'bchinas ashti esrei kanal, going to that number 11. Shezeo b'bchinas dinim, b'bchinas hatfila b'bchinas din shel bakoi kanal, the concept of din. V'al kein omar Moshe, Achad osor arurim v'achas esrei brochois chutz mishevet shimon. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu said 11 blessings and 11 curses, leaving out Shimon. L'hoirois shehachnoas toikif hadin shel Shimon. Moshe Rabbeinu was showing by this that in order to bring about the defeat of the severe din of Shevet Shimon, dahainu taivas niyuf, which manifested itself in that disgraceful act of znus by Zimri, an act of taivas niyuf, the way we bring about the defeat of that, the downfall, is hualidei bechinas achadoser, through the number 11, dahainu achadoser samonek toris, the 11 spices, shehu bechinas tfila bebechinas din shalabal koyach, which is an example of the tfila bebechinas din of the powerful tzaddik, Shehu b'chinas Pinchas, which was Pinchas, Shekinei b'maisei Zimri. Pinchas was the one who took up Hashem's honor to smash Zimri, to destroy Zimri, during that incident. Shehoya mishevet Shimon, Zimri who came from the tribe of Shimon. V'al kein, and now we understand also why, Rosh Hashanah le'ilonois, the beginning of the year for trees, Shehu tikun chet eitz hadas, which is the tikkun for the eating of the Eitz Hadas, Shechota b'min Ilon, where Adam Rishon sinned with a tree, Al kein hu b'chodesh Shvat. That's why the Rosh Hashanah, their Rosh Hashanah is in the month of Shvat, Shehu chachodesh ha'achad osor, the 11th month, Ki ikar ha'tikkun al yidei b'chinas achad osor. Because the main tikkun, this tikkun of bringing about the downfall of the sitrachra and being able to rescue the sparks of kedusha and the das and the holiness that the sitrachra swallowed up over a long period of time, including being able to bring forth converts from the sitrachra, all of that comes about through the number 11, bebechinas achad osa samonik toiris. For example, the 11 spices of the toiris. which are one of the forms of this tefillah bebechinas din, as we learned in the previous year. Because the sacrifices are, our tefillahs, our prayers, are in place of the sacrifices. And this particular sacrifice had some garbage in it. It had some filth in it, something that smelled disgusting. This chelbana that we mentioned, that's this tefillah bebechinas din. Paragraph Yud Aleph. And this is why the Gemara Rosh Hashanah begins with telling us that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. Ki b'chol Rosh Hashanah oz hatfila b'b'chinas din keniska b'maymanal. Because on each one of these Rosh Hashanahs, the tefila is in the form of din. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, le'inyan ikra ha-Rosh Hashanah, regarding the whole concept of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called a yoim hadin, a day of judgment. V'chein b'chol ha-arba Rosh Hashanah mehem yimei din. And the Gemara shows over there that all four of these Rosh Hashanahs are times of judgment. During each one of them, we're judged for different things. On one of them, we're judged for water, other one for trees, the other one we're judged for grain, sins related to grain, and the Gemara expounds, showing what the judgment is all about. Ki ikar birur hadinim hual yedei hamoyach shehu haroish. Because the main ability to refine and correct the din, the midas hadin, the judgment of Hashem, is affected through the brain, which is called the Roish, the head. Ki kulhu b'machshova isbariru. Because the Zohar HaKadosh makes this famous statement, kulhu, all types of din, all sins, all negativity, all sitra achra, b'machshova isbariru. In the mind, in the brain, through the power of thought, can be corrected, is bariru, can be corrected, refined, sorted out. V'alkein b'chol ha-Rosh Hashanim she'im b'chinas roshim b'chinas moyach oz tzrichin lahamtek dinim. And it's for this reason that during all those Rosh Hashanahs that are mentioned in the Mishnah there, which represent Rosh, Rosh means beginning, Rosh is also Rosh, the head of the year. On all of those Roshes, which are b'chinas moyach, we're involved in hamtokas hadinim, in sweetening the din. Dahainu levarer ulahitzi kol hachiyas hagdushim and aklipois, which means to extract and remove the source of life from the klipois, the holiness that they have inside of them, that they've swallowed up, that they're drawing life and energy from. Shezehu ikar hamtokas hadinim. That's the whole concept of sweetening the din. When we destroy, we eliminate the hold that the klipois have on the din. When the klipois grab onto and latch onto the din, and they draw energy and life, sustenance, power from the midas hadin, by us being able to dislodge them and defeat them, destroy them, that's hamtokas hadin. We remove the negativity, the bad stuff from the din, and then what's left is a din of holiness. Ve'ikar habirur hu'al yedei ha'tfila b'b'chinas din shel bar koyach hanal. And one of the most effective things in bringing this about is that tfila b'b'chinas din of the bar koyach. Ve'oz zoichin l'shir poshut kofel meshulash maruba. And when we succeed in this, then we're zoicha to that special song that's described as single, double, triple, quadruple. V'ze b'chinas arba Rosh Hashanim. Now you know why the Torah tells us that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. B'chinas, shir poshut, kofel, meshulash, maruba. Corresponding to these four phases, single, double, triple, quadruple. Shezoichin al yedei hatfila bebechinas din shel bar koyach, which we generate, which we accomplish through the tfila bebechinas din. Shemishtamshim im zois hatfila bi'arbo Rosh Hashanim. That's the tfila that we use during those four Rosh Hashanahs. Kedei levarer hadas digdushim and aklipois, in order to remove, to extract the holy das from the klipois. kedei l'saken u'lahashlim hadas dikdusha, and to return that das to the domain of holiness, thereby completing the das of holiness, shehu bechinas roish, which is roish, bechinas roshei shonim. There are several places in Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim where they show us how the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah are tefila bebechinas din. One example of it is the Shmon Esrei, the long, long, long Shmon Esrei of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. If you look at it, you find some of the places it seems strange that it doesn't seem to be a prayer at all. It seems like we're telling a story. We say, Ata zecher ma'aseh kedem, Hashem, you remember what happened in the earlier days. What in the world does that stuff have to do with Shmon Esrei? After we finish Musaf and we have the meal, we can get the kids together and tell them the story of Noach and the flood. What's all of that stuff doing in middle of Shmon Esrei? Reb Nachman Sharin explains in his Sefer Yerach HaSonim that this is one of the examples where the tefillah is wearing a coat. It's cloaked. It's covered in a story. And Rabbeinu Zal shows us in chapter 5, in the first half of Likutei Moharan, that's one of the examples of this cloaking and hiding the tefillah. When there's a midas hadin, and we're very afraid that the din, if it wants to block the tefillah, it can do it. One of the ways that we protect the tefillah is by clothing it, covering it up in this disguise of a story, and thereby the tefillah is inside of there, and it's able to accomplish what it needs to accomplish even during this Yoim Hadin, during a day when the Midas Hadin is so prevalent. This is the type, a unique type of tefillah that's appropriate for that kind of day. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'ze b'chinas ma'ashakoyren shiras hayam lo'olam b'choydesh Shvat. Rav Nosson says, now I'll show you something else interesting about the calendar year. That Parshas Beshalach, which is the third Parsha in Chumash Shmos, we usually end up reading that Parsha during the month of Shvat. Dahainu samoch l'chamish osor b'shvat. And usually that Parsha is read either on Tu B'Shvat, on the 15th of Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah for the trees, or very, very close to it. Shehu Rosh Hashanah li'ilonos. We know that Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. Ki chamish osor b'shvat hu samoch l'olam l'shabbos shira. Tu B'Shvat is always very close to Shabbos shira. So these three things go together. Tu B'Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah for trees, and Shabbos Shira, the reading of Oz Yoshir. It also happens to be the birthday of Rav Nosson Zal. Rav Nosson Zal was born on Tu B'Shvat. V'lefomim chal Shabbos Shira b'chamisha l'b'shvat yatzmai. And sometimes Shabbos Shira comes out on Tu B'Shvat itself, literally. What's the connection there? Because we know that the Sforim tell us that the Torah reading, the portion of Torah that we read every Shabbos, definitely has major connections to the week and to the month in which it's being read. Notice, for example, this coming Shabbos, we're going to be reading Parshas Vayetze, and right now we're in the month of Kislev, you know. There are direct connections between what goes on in Parshas Vayetze relevant to Chodesh Kislev, leading up to Hanukkah, etc. There's all kinds of connections. And there are many places in Likutei Halachos where he shows you the connections between the Parsha of the week and how that week ties into the calendar year. Like here. Ki chamisha osur b'shvat shu Rosh Hashanah li'ilonos linyan orlov v'netarvai, because the 15th of Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah for trees, regarding the laws of Orla and Netarvai, where you have to wait 3 years, from what date? Till what date? What day is the cutoff? What day starts the new year? It's Tu B'Shvat. Shehu b'chinas tikkun chet adam rishon. And we mentioned that trees, the Eitz Hadas was a tree, and the Rosh Hashanah for trees is especially involved in correcting the pigam of the Eitz Hadas. Al yidei ha-koil ha-mashkeh sagan. through that special coil that waters the garden, Shehu Shir Poshut Kofel Mishulash Maruba, which is that song, that the 10 types of song, single, double, triple, quadruple. Kolz, as Rabbeinu Zal, as we mentioned earlier, and as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, Kolze Hu Bechinas Kriyas Yamsuf. And all of that is tied into the splitting of the Red Sea, Bechinas Ato Poirarto Bo'oz Chayom, as we quoted the pasuk earlier that Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likut Imran there, Hashem, you crumbled the Red Sea Be'ozcha, with your strength, with your power, with your Bechinas Din. Kimavura Heite B'mayim Rahanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very well in Likut Imran there, Toreches. V'ze Bechinas Shira Sayam. And this is the whole concept of the song that they sang then, K'al Yidei Hamate Oyiz Hanal, because through that powerful stick, the stick with which Moshe Rabbeinu split the Red Sea, Shal Yodoy Hoyo Kriyas Yamsuf, which brought about Kriyas Yamsuf, which is that Tfila Bebechinas Din, the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, which was also Din. Yosef HaTzadik is a gibor in Klal Yisrael. He defeated the Yetzahor of Taivas Niyuf. The reward for that, the result of that is the special song. Bechinas Shir Poshut Koflanam. V'alkein Koyren Shira Sayam B'Shabbos HaSamach L'Tu. This is why we read Oz Yoshir, specifically on the Shabbos that's closest to Tu B'Shvat, Shu Rosh Hashanah L'Ilonois, Shehu Bechinas Tikun Zekanal. Because that is the tikun that we're talking about here. The tikun for the Eitz Hadas, the tikun to bring about the downfall of the Sitra Achra, etc.